Saturday of the 10th year of Ordinary Time, 2023. Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, following upon yesterday's celebration of Jesus' Sacred Heart. Our Gospel reading is from the second chapter of Luke, and it tells the story of Jesus as a 12-year-old found by his parents in the temple after causing them great distress by not informing them of what he was going to do. A great religious theme in our country in recent decades has been the preeminent importance of family values. Both evangelical Christians and many Catholic Christians hold up family values as unassailable. Of course, the term family values can represent varying particular religious and cultural values depending on the speaker. We know that for the Jewish people of Jesus' day, the family, in the sense of the extended family, was very important. Generally speaking, most people living back then had more of a we identity than an I identity. It would be many centuries before folks in some parts of the world developed an I identity, one that put tremendous value in the individual person as distinct from their surrounding relationships on the family, local, and ethnic levels. In the New Testament, it is safe to say, there is a de-emphasis on the biological family, not in favor of the isolated individual of modernity, but in favor of another relationship, the one with God or with Jesus, who emerged from his people to speak and act in God's name. Jesus was not shy about calling individuals to drop everything and leave everyone and everything and dedicate themselves to proclaiming the inbreaking reign of God in company with Jesus. "Let the dead bury their dead," he famously told a shocked individual in Luke chapter 9 who wanted to bury his deceased father, thereby obey the fourth commandment, "Honor thy father and mother." Jesus felt that he had the authority to suspend one of the divine commandments in the name of the claims of the inbreaking reign of God. In our Lucan story, the young Jesus abandons his parents to go to the temple to engage with the religious authorities. He says nothing to his parents, and so when they discover that he is not with them, they think the worst and make desperate efforts to find him. After 3 days, they discover him in the temple conversing with religious leaders. Note that this appears to be congenial conversation. It will not be congenial conversation during his ministry. When the mother refers to Joseph as Jesus' father and remonstrates with him, he doesn't bother to apologize. Another father, the divine Abba, has the deeper claim on him. Family values seem to go out the window here. Some scholars see the whole gospel in miniature in this short story. Jesus is first with his own, then is lost to them to their great consternation, and is revealed as in a new dwelling place that purports to be holy, the temple. The whole gospel is the story of Jesus with his own, then ripped away from them to their dismay in his capture and passion and death, and then revealed thoroughly united with Abba, thanks to his resurrection from the dead.